Majula Singapura is the national anthem of Singapore. Singapura is derived from the Malay word singa or lion and pura or city. According to the legend, a visiting Sri Vijayan prince saw an animal that he mistook for a lion, and hence Singapore's modern day name was born. Singapore, a young, vibrant, and cosmopolitan country, celebrated her 42 years of independence on August 9, 2007 with the national theme, City of Possibilities. Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepôt and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns the world's busiest port, best airport, and best airline. Through meticulous and intelligent long-term planning, Singapore has developed a world-class infrastructure in transportation, education, and healthcare systems, as well as a modern public housing scheme, which enables 95% of her citizens to own a home, one of the highest worldwide. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of greenery, trees, and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. The Singapore government also promotes healthy living by discouraging smoking and restricting smoking in public areas. The government also advises her citizens to eat more fruits and vegetables. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. Singaporeans embrace many of the world's religions, such as Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Taoism, Sikhism, Hinduism, and others. People of different races and different religions enjoy living in peace and harmony. Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's grace and compassion, association members in Singapore were given the opportunities to carry out relief activities on several occasions in various countries in the region, which include the earthquake and BAM of Iran, Indonesia, and Pakistan, and the drought, floods, and tsunami in India and Thailand. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom on several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled The Suffering of the World Comes from Our Ignorance, delivered on January 10, 1995 in Singapore.
The suffering of this world is not due to only the war. It's not the catastrophe. It's not the lack of food and all this. But the suffering of this world comes from ignorance, because we don't know our mission, our purpose. We mistaken the playground for home, and overstay our due, and sometimes suffer the cold danger outside the house. But even then, the Buddhas, God Almighty, always try to look for us, for the lost children, for the ones who love to play and forget to go home. Therefore, the Buddha sometimes come down, endure the suffering of the human existence, endure a humiliation of the petty physical life in order to find the lost children, to bring them back to safety before it's too late. Because any house, doesn't matter how solid, is built, one day it must be demolished by itself or by some other elements or some causes, or have to rebuild a new one because it's too old. This world is a big house, very beautiful, very solid house, but it's not permanent house. That's why the Buddhas, the saints like Jesus, Muhammad, etc., they came down to us, extend their blessing to us. We walk one step, they walk 100,000 steps to receive us and forgive our mistakes, cleanse our past unwholesome actions, and teach us the new kind of life, new beginning, or better speaking, and lead us back to the original way of life, the way we must live, the way we should carry out our life. Because up to now, all the cells in our body, all the nerves in our system listened only to almost negative orders from our information center. That's why we have war. That's why we have assassination. That's why we have competition at the cost of other people, jobs or business or wife or husband, because we do not have a positive information in our brain center to order our body to do good things. And the people who are good in this world are also sometimes or often overwhelmed also by the negativity, by the negative influence in the society, also become shaky in their faith, became weaker in their goodness, and sometimes eventually also give in to the negative power. So when we have only negative information in our brain, then of course we can only give out negative information or negative order. And the cell in the body, the nerves in the system, will also can follow only the negative order and then do negative things. That's why we have no peace in the world. That's why even up to now, brothers still killing each other. Even parents are killing their children for pleasure, for privacy, for individual freedom, for choice, etc. Not because they are bad, not because of these war maker or these parents bad, or the husband who killed the wife, or the wife killed the husband, or the brothers killing each other, not because they are bad, just because their brain are fed only with negative information, only with negative ideas, and that's what they carry out. Whatever the brain order, the cells comply. The cell have to do it. The body must function. And that's why we sink deeper and deeper into depression. And that's why our world is almost any time in danger of disappearing from our own making. So the only thing to help us now is very logical, is that to feed us with positive information, to change our information stream. Every day we must receive good information, positive information, constructive information, enlightened, wise informations. And then from the brain, it will direct the cells, the nervous system, and everything will do only good, only peaceful, only wise, only constructive, positive things. And that's how we save the world. Otherwise, it doesn't matter how much peace talked, how much money we spend on arms, on the army, still we don't have secure feeling. Look, one day, this country just finished the war, shake hands with each other. Okay, we start anew. And the next morning, we heard that the other country broke out in war. And then the United Nations run over there. And it's not yet finished. The other one, the other country, make war with the other country over there. And then over here, over everywhere. And we're supposed to be civilized, peaceful, loving, helping each other. And for all the technical invention, for all the wealth that we have discovered from the Mother Earth and from the universe, we could live a kingly life, all of us. But we still have poverty, war, suffering. Just because we don't have enough positive information to feed our brain and our whole system with. That's all there is about enlightenment. Enlightenment is a way of positive life. It's a way of tapping into positive power, which is already existing within us. Because in the universe, there are two kinds of power. We call yin and yang, everybody know. Now we are living almost in yin. No positive, no yang, because we did not open that resource. This word is a negative word. So it is obviously that we have plenty of yin everywhere. And the negative or the yin is more accessible to everyone. Except when we are wise enough to turn also into the positive department and draw therefrom something for us for everyday supply. Then we are balanced. Then we can do wonder to the world. And of course, there will be no more war, no more suffering. That's why we said earlier that the suffering in this world is not due to any individual or nation, is due to the ignorance of us, the earth people. Enlightenment is nothing new and nothing that we have to beg for. Nothing mysterious. It's just a positive power that we have within ourselves, sleeping unused up to now. So if someone to remind you where to look into, and how to use it. And that is called enlightenment. And that's why it can be immediate. Because if you have something in your pocket or here, you can take it out right away. There's no need to go to the supermarket to buy it. That's why it's immediate. As long as you want to accept it, it will be right there. And I will show it to you that it is immediate. And you can use it right away. And you can see your life improve right away in the first days. Some people feel like they are born again right at the time of initiation. They're so joyful. They could just go on the street and kiss everybody. Of course, I advise them not to do that. Especially in Singapore. It's just a way of expressing their joy, yes. And from then on, their life become as light as feather, you know. They work without burden. They take care of the family with love and not with so much struggling. Huh? Most of family members often struggling with each other, also due to ignorance. And so many people after enlightenment, they find their family became heaven. Yes. And if everyone like that, every family like that, then we don't need to go to heaven. Our planet will be preserved, and then, because due to our positive power, we can also elevate the vibration of the earth and make it become heaven-like. The only difference between heaven and this earth is the vibration, the frequency. The frequency of heaven is fast, but smooth. The frequency of the physical world, such as our earth is gross, is rough, uneven. That's why sometimes we have disaster, earthquake, and all kind of eventful weather. Of course, we can say it from weather forecast, the wind in the northeast, the wind something like that, and cause all this and that. But it is altogether due to the vibration of the whole planet and the atmosphere around it. In heaven, they don't have it. They don't have typhoon. They don't have earthquake. They don't even have earth. They don't even have wind. Everything is different. And the heavenly being, their vibration also different. Because they are different, their vibration different, therefore heaven is different. So if our vibration is different, our life become different, even if we stay here. Of course we cannot change the whole planet into heaven if the people of the earth are practicing only in a small number. But if the whole planet, or maybe even half of us, practice in such a way, then the vibration of the earth will also change. Then other half also will be benefited without having to do anything. Just like in one family, the father and mother goes to work, yeah? And the whole family can benefit from the parents' salary. No need for the children also to go to work. They can later when they want to, when they grow up, as a duty to society, but not because of necessity. And of course, the more money they earn, the better for the family. Similarly, the more people practice into heavenly kind of life, the more elevated our earth will become. At that time then, our house here is safe. Otherwise, it's not safe. As long as the frequency is so gross, then it's bound to happen that one day it will break apart or explode. We learn that the finer the thing, yeah, the more invisible the thing, the more enduring. Similarly, yeah, our earth is too gross, too heavy, so it's bound to happen sometimes that it will destroy itself. If we do not destroy it before that, with our atom bombs, with our environmental use, with our ignorance of the protection of the atmosphere around the earth, we sometimes poison ourselves with too much chemical, poison our earth, poison the water, and so it's bound to happen that it cannot last. There's no need to be a clairvoyant person or predicting, well, like Nostradamus or something, to say that the world is not everlasting. We can predict it ourselves. If we look around our neighborhood and see how we treated our planet and how wars have damaged each and every corner of the world. Now and again, there is a story about two devils who live in a mountain. Actually, they're not devils. They're kind of semi-ghosts, yeah? Demigods, demigods or ghosts. Perhaps half angel and half goblin-like, yeah. Okay. And they live together too. One is green and the other is red. Just like the green light and red light outside. Okay. Green is for peaceful, smooth going, right? Red is for war, stop, obstruction. So, but both of them live together happily, ever before, together on the mountain, and with no problem, no anxiety, no desire, nothing. They live for long, many, many hundreds of years already. And often when they have nothing to do, they sat on top of the mountain and looked down into the world below them, the world of humankind. And they saw all the busyness and the people walking up and down and all that. And they saw the world is always changing. So the green say to the red, you see, we live here many hundred years already, and our life never changed. Every day the same thing. But the world below, the world of human being, every day change. How come? And the red said, oh yes, you're right. Very interesting. Their life is more interesting. But the green said, but how come their life is so changing all the time? And then the red thought for a while and said, oh, it must be because they always fight each other. Yeah. Because they build a building beautiful and big, and next day they fight and they demolished it. And then they build another one and then have war and destroy again. And that's why their world always have something to do. That's why their world is always changing. So now, if our world here, the two of us, too peaceful, too boring, I think we have to start fighting with each other. And that's what they think. That's what the red think. And the green said, no. Fighting? We are good friends. We've been friends for many hundred years. How can we fight each other? But the red said, if we don't fight, then we never have any change. Our life is always going on like this, and it's boring, and we don't make any progress. So let's fight. So the green said, no. I cannot do it. No, we are friends. But the red insists, say, from today, you are my enemy. That's it. Declare war right there and then. So, and then he left. He don't live with the green anymore. He moved to the other side of the mountain and sat there alone. Prepare for war. And the green also stayed there in that corner of the mountain. Felt so lonely and miserable. He missed the other devil. The goblin. Demigod. So he was feeling very miserable, you know. And you know the goblin, the kind of demi angel, they have magical power. Apart from can fly, yeah, can make things appear by themselves, can see very far, can hear very far. They also have a long nose which can stretch to no limit. So the green goblin sat there one day and feeling very bored. And suddenly he noticed in the world of human below, there's something shining, flashing, shining all the time. So he was curious, huh? And he used his nose. He made his nose long. He said, grow longer, grow longer, grow longer. And then the nose keep growing long, 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 and then pierce into the world below where the shining and flashing is happening. And then the shining and flashing came from the clothes of the princess of that city. And it happened that the servants were hanging her clothes outside to air it. Yeah. And her clothes have a gold thread. So it, and also some jewelry, yeah, studded with diamond, rubies, and etc., etc. So it's glittering in the sun. That's why it was shining and flashing. So now the servants say to each other, oh, her clothes are so beautiful, but so many, now we don't have enough bamboo pole to hang. What to do? At that moment, the nose of the devil, the goblin, just arrived on time. Did you hear this story before? No? Oh, I'm glad. So and then the servant thought, oh, we have a long bamboo, enough to hang the rest of the clothes on it. So they put the rest of the clothes of the princess on this green pole. And then happy went inside. Eat some chapatis. So now the green goblin suddenly felt so heavy on his nose. So he was scared. He immediately, you know, pull his nose back to the normal size. And then there come all a bundle of glittering clothes at his feet. And he was thinking, huh? Oh, must be a lucky day. So he tried on. And beautifully it looks. Yeah. So he was proud and marching around himself alone. And then it happened that the red came over. He wanted to start a fight to progress. But then the green said, look here, I have some new clothes, beautiful. And I saved some for you, half of them for you. And the red was looking with contempt. Look, I don't wear these kind of ridiculous things. Only crazy people do, like you. He wants to start a fight, so he talks every nonsense. But the green is always green, so it's very cool. So he don't pick on it. He said, okay, fine. If you don't wear them, eyes do no harm, leave them there. It's all right. So the red don't know what else to do. So he went home. But actually he was very, very jealous of the green. And so he tried to get some clothes for himself. So now he also put his nose very long down into the palace and waiting for some clothes to be hung on. But it happened that the samurai at that time they are practicing swords together. And when they saw such a long thing coming, they said to each other, "What's that?" And the other said, "It must be the new invention of the enemy trying to attack us. Let's kill it first." Oh, okay, then puck with the sword. And so suddenly the red felt so sharp pain, and immediately he pulled back his nose to the normal size. And then here it bled, and he cried and cried so much. And then the green heard his crying and came over, said, what happened? And the red was so embarrassed and angry and cannot say what the truth is, so he said, "Leave me alone!" And thing like that. "You don't bother me." And so the queen said, "No, I don't bother you. I just want to try to help you. It's bleeding. Look here, I know the medicine. And I put it on, it will stop right away and your nose will become beautiful like before. Otherwise, you have a big scar here, a big hole there, and then it should be very ugly. I just want to take care of you." And so the red, after all, you know, feel touched and say, all right. And then he cried his heart out. He said, "Oh, it's really hurt. Please, quickly, help me. Make it better, quickly." Yeah. And then from then on, of course, they make peace together because he had enough with fighting. He thought, okay, fighting is no good. He learned the lesson of peace. From then on, they wear nice clothes and drink tea together every day. And no more war. But our world has not learned this lesson of love. And it is a sad affair. So now, instead of always writing on the newspaper, criticizing the government of this and that country, scolding this and that dictator, or telling the army what to do, because it has not been any use up to now. So instead of doing all this, or apart from doing all this, still we have to find a way out for ourselves before it's too late. And the only way out is the so-called enlightenment. And enlightenment is only getting back the positive information that we badly lack. And it's right there. Because it's already there. It's just that we didn't use it. When we are born into this world, everyone must take care of the immediate needs, such as cold, hunger, environmental, infection, etc., etc. Therefore, the immediate reaction from birth or since childhood is all this material comfort, all this physical need. And that is why we don't have the chance to remember the positive information that we must have in order to survive, in order to be wise, and to fulfill our duty better in this world. You see why we forget? You see why we don't have it? You see why we have it but we don't use it? Just because immediately this world overwhelms us with physical threat. So that the immediate reaction from us is that to protect ourselves, the body, see? Feeding, drinking, clothing it, building house, buying more blankets, yeah, and getting a big car so that we can move around, building a big road so that we can drive the car on, etc., etc. All this physical necessity immediately from birth overwhelm us and take all our time up And that's why it became a habit to us to preoccupy ourselves with physical needs alone. And that's why we forget further and further, more and more about our other positive side of nature. And that's the only secret. Does it make sense to you? Okay, thank you. So now I have, in brief and in a logic, explain to you or remind you what is truly enlightenment. And there's no mystery about it. Just the positive side of our nature. And we have both inside. Up to now we only use the negative because of the necessity of this negative world force us to always have to lean on the negative side to survive. And then the more we do it, the more we forget the other side. That's all. But that is the thing that we should not do. Because without the positive, we can't even take care of the negative well. Without the driver, you know what I mean? The car, doesn't matter how good you take care, it will not move. And it will move all the wrong way around, killing people if it does. So now the driver must wake up. I wake him up and tell him to drive the car, drive properly. And that is all there is for enlightenment. Because the time is late due to your working hours and regulation of this theater, so I will not go on and on anymore. And perhaps you want to ask me some questions, then please do. And then I can continue further to satisfy your inquiry.
Will I be liberated if I practice the Kuan Yin method?
Of course. What else do you practice the Kuan Yin method for? Huh? Not only you are liberated, many of your generation, of your relatives and friends will also together be liberated when they leave this world, or if they already left this world. The power is incredible.
Master, you said that you can show us immediate enlightenment. How can I get initiation? When can I be initiated?
Immediately. After I finish my job here, you go outside and put your name down, and later people will call you. And when I am free here, I go and tell you, okay? And immediately, I mean it. As soon as you sat down, I will knock you out of ignorance, of course.
Master, I understand that there's a method called a convenient method. Is it the same as the Kuan Yin method?
Not exactly, but it offers you also a taste of enlightenment. And you can continue to practice that every day without such a strict regulation as a pure vegetarian diet or a 2.5 hour a day, thing like that. You can meditate half an hour every day or 1 hour apart, you know, or 20 minutes, whatever you like, and eat the vegetarian diet as conveniently as your position or your situation allows. So that's why we call it convenient method. And you also have enlightenment. But it's a small kind of a vehicle. You can only liberate yourself alone. And the Kuan Yin method will liberate many of your relatives and friends, up to 7 or even 9 generations. The people you don't even know, your ancestors, etc. And your next generation, your grand-grandchildren are not yet born, etc. Because of the blood link, they will also be free.
Master, when I'm the host and I have to take some friends out for lunch or dinner, and they are not vegetarians, should I order all vegetarian dishes to eat, as I'm the only vegetarian?
No. You order what the guests want to eat. We don't impose our lifestyle on other people and impeding their freedom. It's their choice, okay?
Master.
If they want to, if you ask them if they want to try vegetarian also, fine. If they agree, if they're happy with it, just tell them once a while you try, if you like it, okay, fine. If they don't, then you don't do it.
Master, after initiation, can I still continue to repeat the Guru mantra, Shiva mantra and so on, and visualize the divine form of my religion? which I'm used to for the past 15 years.
Sure, you can. You can, but I'm afraid it's too many and then you would take the whole day long to recite.
Master, please advise me how to access to the first level of the Kingdom of God, or what must I do to start?
The first level only? Your aim is so low? Huh? Why don't you go to the fifth at least with me? There is almost empty because nobody go there. Plenty room there. Singapore is tight. We go there for a change, huh? A lot of palaces, no traffic light, no jam. The first level is nothing to aim for, brothers. There's only astral beings who live there. Only small heaven and hell. There is only magical power, small healing ability, small clairvoyance talent. That's all there is. And you may live there hundreds or thousands of years, but you come back here again. And who knows where you will be and what you become. So why go to the first level? First level is as unsafe as this world. Yeah? Don't aim to go there. That's only the ABC of everything. We started from there, but we don't go there. We don't stay there.
Master, in the first precept of no killing, if a snake is to enter my house, should I kill it in order to protect my family?
You don't have snake in Singapore. Don't give me trouble. You don't even have enough land for people to live. Where can this poor snake reside? But anyhow, you don't have to kill. You can give him a cloth bag and he will happily crawl into it. And you set him outside somewhere else in the bush or something and he'll be happy. But if you must, of course you can do it. But then you pay. You can do anything you want in this world, just as you must pay. Not in monetary way, it's in karma, see? You kill him, and later you'll probably be wounded somewhere, or have severe headache, or your arm suddenly gone, paralyzed, anything like that. You pay, maybe temporarily or maybe long term, it depends on how great the thing that you have done, how much you took from the physical treasure of the Lord of this creation. The more you take, the more you pay. The less you take, the less you pay. That's why I advise the vegetarian diet, because it's the less expensive. You know, even though vegetable life also have life, but it doesn't cost so much. Karma doesn't burden you too much. You see, not that vegetable you don't pay. I don't mean the market price. I mean to the Lord of creation. The Lord of creation is below the Almighty God. But if you did not pay to the Lord of creation, you cannot go to the Almighty. That's the problem.
Master, why do we have karma? Who determine what is good or bad karma?
Karma came from our action. That's just the consequence of our action. Just like, for example, very easily. Now, if I slap this man in the front, what happened? He slapped me back, and that's the karma. You see? All right?
It is a joy to have you spend time with us on Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for the final part of The Suffering of the World Comes from Our Ignorance. And now, a journey through aesthetic realms coming up next on Supreme Master Television right after Noteworthy News. Have a joyous and fun-filled holiday!